it's supposed to be cloudy all day, but it's really nice out here. We're just going to the bank, excuse me, and then down to Lidl's over there on West Wade Hampton. And the traffic is already built up out here.
Saturday morning, everybody's out and about. Just headed out, check on the house. Looks like they've got it pretty much under control, on at least on our side. And the main concern is headed north up towards the mountains, up towards North Carolina, on the Table Rock fire side.
Populated a whole lot in the direction it's headed.
Until it gets to the state line. Once it gets there, there are several homes and communities up there, so they could be greatly affected.
But it's going that way away from you, and the best thing is they're talking about possibilities of intermittent showers today, but mainly Monday, I think, and Sunday's, I think, 60%, I think. Monday's 80% chance, maybe even some thunderstorms. So at least that's a good thing. Boy, there's one of those AT&T junction boxes here. You know, it's about 6 inches square and 3 foot tall. And the cover's tore clear off of it. And all the wires are exposed. You'd think they'd take better care of their stuff.
They don't care anymore, because I have my home internet service through them, and it comes in, you know, underground. At least in the neighborhood, it's underground. It's all fiber optic. I'm not sure how it gets to the neighborhood, but they're discontinuing that service. They're pushing everybody onto what their cellular-based Wi-Fi service.
Yeah, and most of that stuff's satellite, so the hardwire stuff's probably out. So it might not even be used, I'll say. They've been coming around the neighborhood, bugging us every couple of days to change over to this Lumos fiber internet. And it sounds good. I just don't want to change everything around. I think it'd wind up being about the same, or could be a little bit cheaper, but ours is working, and if it ain't broke, you know, don't mess with it.
Go in conjunction with Blue Ridge Electric, Upcountry Fiber came through off Pickens County up here and ran all new cables underground and ran it all through our neighborhood, and in fact, right down my little private road. I call it the driveway, but there's 3 homes on it now. That's it. With the junction box, you know, a lot of the neighbors switched over, and it's very, very fast. You know, broadband internet, I guess, wired in. But theirs went down with this fire. There, anybody who had that, they're out of service. So, I don't know. I never switched over. It was a little more expensive. And I was getting letters, you know, the last few months from AT&T offering this new service. And then the last letter I got said, you need to call us because yours is going to be discontinued here in a couple months.
Well, we use Spectrum, and they had troubles during the, you know, hurricane when it went through. But Jiminy, you can't prepare for everything. But everybody's mad at them, and a lot of them are switching on that account. But I wouldn't have thought the fire would have, excuse me, bothered that fiber that much. If it's buried, I wonder why that is, Shane.
I'm wondering if maybe they, when they were trying to bulldoze some fire lines, if maybe they caught something that affected it. I don't know. And I did hear about Spectrum having some issues. It seemed like people weren't able to get a hold of anybody and find out, you know, when their service was coming back up, where everybody else's was getting fixed fairly quickly. but not Spectrum. So I did hear a lot about that.
General Mobile. Yes, and I'm sure there was just no people, especially businesses, that really relied on it. But, I've had friends say they had AT&T and Spectrum, and they just dropped the AT&T and kept the Spectrum. But we still could use the internet through our telephone. We just couldn't use it the normal way, you know, to my computer and that. And the data is unlimited on there, so I don't like using it for that purpose, but it didn't completely inhibit us anyways. But we'll see, and then they tell you that if you don't do it right now while we're in the neighborhood, well, it's going to cost you like $1,000 to get it hooked up later, and right now it's free. That's kind of like selling used cars, you know.
Yeah, I don't like to be pressured like that. I don't want to make decisions under those kind of pressures. Well, there's a lot of traffic out here. I'm headed back to the house to check on it. Seems like, I don't know when they're going to lift the ban, the evacuation orders, but neighbors are saying there's nobody out here anymore. None of the presence, the law enforcement presence, blocking people. So we may just move back anyway. It's in a lot better shape than it was before we were told to evacuate. So the fire danger is gone from our side, so I don't know why we couldn't.
There, and that's really a hard pill to swallow, I'll tell you. I think we're fairly safe down here in the area we're in, but you never know. But any time you got the fuel that they had laying on the ground from that hurricane and then the fire too, you get some of them big logs started burning and then the embers go flying off. That is really, really hard to stop. This person in front of me sitting there talking instead of going. Finally, I had honked a horn at him. Well, Bernice has got a pan she wants to get. She bought a little one. She wants to get a big one. And they're cast iron. They're Lidl's. Jiminy, that little one must weigh 3-4 pounds. But and she don't need it, but she wants it. So we're going to go get it. You know how that is. Happy wife, happy life.
Stan, and hello, Bernice. We love our cast iron pans. That's mostly what we use. We've got a couple of different size skillets. We've got a large one, and Beth has trouble picking that one up. She has to use both hands, and if it's full of stuff, it's almost impossible for her to. But boy, it sure does cook well and clean up well, and we like using them. It's a learning curve, but once you know, they're fairly easy.
Dan, yes, you're right.
And the way that she keeps me abreast of all of the nice treats and stuff and food and all, they're doing road repair up here. Wonderful. I forgot about that. They're finally repairing the last little bit here on North Rutherford Road down to White Hampton, which is probably half a mile or so. And why they didn't finish that up when they done the rest of the road, I don't know. Go figure. Yeah, they are heavy. And Bernice has got several really nice ones the kids brought back from overseas in Germany and that. Well, you pick one of them suckers up, you know you got something in your hands. Now, they're not cast iron like her pressure cooker and different things, but gee, Manita, herniate you picking them up. This is Injuro to you.
Is that okay? Well, Bernice, don't forget, if you got one of those little personalized skillets, cast iron skillets, they make good attitude straighteners. A little tap on the head. And he'll just jump to it anytime you ask him.
It told her that so many times, she's got them wore out on me. And so don't encourage your Shane. Well, I hope everything's all right up at the house, and it sounds like it is. About all I got to do outside today is go out and gather the eggs. I got 9.5 eggs yesterday, and this one chicken, it lays a little bitty egg just every now and then, the older ones, and then all at once it'll lay a great big one. So go figure. I don't know how that works out.
Too, when it comes to that, whatever schedule that she's on for that, for the large egg. Anyway, I got a good view of Table Rock here, and it you know, it's overcast today. It almost just looks like cloudy. It's hard to tell whether there's any smoke, so it looks pretty good up here. I know that it's still going, but anyway, I'm gonna let you go. I'm not far. You two have a good day. Spend lots of money on her, Tom. And we'll talk to you later. N0TR and 4ZLK.
Yeah, and for some reason, I'm feeling pretty good this morning. The pain lately has increased every day, and so I'll be glad to get that out of the way, hopefully. But today, I guess the good Lord and the weather's let up on me a little bit. But the weather forecast, when I read it off of my phone there, said that it was going to be cloudy all day and light winds. And so you probably are seeing clouds rather than smoke. Take care, Shane. We'll catch you down the line. Tell Patrick hi if you hear him. He said he was okay last night in 4ZLK in 0TR 73.